This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Start managing your data, not your infrastructure. Unified, simple, secure. Welcome to Data Done Right. Only with the Pure Storage platform. Get started at PureStorage.com.
Nice. That was
hello,
crispy.
Good companyers.
Hello, good New York.
Hello, good company nation.
welcome back. Is this episode 5?
I think it's episode 5.
This is crazy.
Oh, this is nasty.
Part 2 wow. of our continued island series.
Yes.
we already have a part 2 to something. That's great. It's episode 5. We have a sequel?
The squeak wall.
This
squeak
is the squeak wall.
Oh my god.
Guys, this is our very own squeak wall.
It is.
And that is precious.
It's
just break
also
down.
Our first sequel ever.
Ever. We've never made a sequel.
So
I wonder if any of us ever will. I wonder if
any of us will
make like a sequel to like our films. Like,
that'd be fun.
Are any of us in the trilogy game?
We broke bread together.
We broke bread together. We drove here together.
We drove here together.
We went to Subway together. That was one.
Oh, we cooked a meal together.
All great ideas.
It's just
okay,
great.
So,
to start off this week's episode, even before any intros, we need to get this out of the way.
Heidi is dying.
I just really want to open this, but I wanted to open it as an unboxing. So this is a Sunny Angel, a part of the Harvest series, and I wanted one for my car, and I thought it could be fun ASMR as well.
Which one do you want? Wait, which one do I want?
Oh,
just like awkwardly quiet. Are you opening?
We're just
ripping apart the box.
Okay, I really want, because I love strawberries, I'd really like the strawberry or the cherry, but I don't want to put it out there because like if I don't get any of the ones I want, if I get an ugly one, I still have to be happy about it.
Which one do you not want?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that because it's gonna will it into existence.
You don't know that. Which one do you not want?
Probably like the melon.
Okay.
Or you know what I would also really like the tomato one.
Hold on.
Okay.
I don't know. It's gonna be tough to do this with my nails. I'm gonna have to rip it.
Do you want some help?
No.
She takes out a bomb.
It
explodes.
I want you guys to know it does sound really nice. Okay. I don't know how to open it.
Should we go get some scissors?
Baby's first Sunny Angel.
Should I go get some
maybe
scissors?
She can open it.
I'm gonna go get some
more. Yeah, maybe some scissors.
More great
to free.
More great to free.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm trying to feel what it could be.
It might be a melon.
It might be a melon.
You don't know that.
I don't want it to be a melon. It's going to ugly up my car.
No, it's not.
All right, guys. Tell me what it is.
What is it?
It's the melon. Of course it's the melon. Dude, it's ugly. Are you serious? It's the one I didn't want. I shouldn't have even said anything.
I'm so excited how insistent you were that we do this unboxing.
I shouldn't have even said anything. It's ugly. Like, okay, look at how
the way you threw it. It's the melon.
The melon. I don't even want the melon. I guess I have to order another one. I guess this is how they get you. I just have an army of melon and sunny angels.
That's Addie Nation.
Addie Nation.
Just a bunch of melons.
The citizens
of... His little butt is still cute.
The citizens of Pope... What's the name?
Oh, Popelandia.
Popelandia. The citizens of Popelandia are the little melon guys. All right, well, tough start, but...
Guys, should we even afford this?
Let's just okay, first small. We're going to introduce our stuffed animals that we brought with us today to the pod. Mm-hmm. This list... Get us started.
So this is a toothless. Look familiar.
Recognize him.
He's a big star right now.
Yeah, he's all over the Universal Epic Universe.
Yeah.
He is.
Exactly. So, I've had him for
Shout out.
A long time since some time, I think junior year of high school.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And tell us about your matching set.
Oh, I got this for Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looks cozy.
It's very comfortable. The material is very soft too, which is nice. But I just go on about the material of my pajamas. but anyways, I got it for Christmas, and every year on Christmas Eve we open a gift, and we're like, oh my gosh, what could it be? And it's pajamas. But is it pajamas or pajamas?
I
say
pajamas.
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 I actually don't usually say pajamas.
Pajamas feels like I'm being performative.
Yeah.
Because
I was just saying, I said pajamas like twice just then. I was like, this doesn't feel.
That's not right.
It didn't feel quite right. Yeah. So that's why I asked if that's right.
We also get pajamas on Christmas Eve. Except one year my mom tried to switch it up and get everyone sweatshirts. And in the video, the way you can kind of see everyone really disappointed.
Oh, no!
It was like...
Man, as the family keeps growing, she has to keep buying more and more pajama sets.
Well, I don't know if she still buys pajamas for everyone.
Oh.
I think that might have...
That ship is sailing.
I think she still gets them for the grandkids. She still gets them for me.
A select list.
Yeah, she still gets them for me, but I don't know if she gets them for everyone. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Well, hello, Toothless. Welcome to the pod, Toothless. All right, Lou.
This is Lammy. I actually forgot how she came to be with me. I was just cleaning out my basement to move, and I found her, and I was like, well, you gotta come with me.
Yeah.
So, this is her.
That's beautiful.
Welcome to the pod. My set is from H&M. When I worked there, I saw it on sale, and I was like, I really want that. So I kind of hid it behind a few clothes, and I was like, if it's still there by the end of my shift, I'll get it. And it was. So, I got it.
It was destiny.
And that was it. Mm-hmm.
That's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Do we introduce ourselves?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, I'm Addie, owner of this ugly sunny angel, and my matching set is from American Eagle, and it's got little Snoopies all over it. I got it for my family trip.
I just noticed the Snoopies.
Yes, little Snoopies everywhere. And my stuffy I brought with me today is a goose or a swan, whatever you choose to believe, and it's a warmy. And I also brought this Snoopy warmy, but I felt like he should be a centerpiece, so I put him there. But this warmy, like, you microwave them for like 90 seconds, and then they're like a little heating pad. And I like them because if I ever have like a tummy ache or cramps or something, I just like to warm up this guy, that guy, and have another Snoopy warmy. I got 3 warmies in total. I tucked them into every side of my waistband.
I've seen this happen. Sometimes I'll walk around with it.
Sometimes I'll walk around with all of the warmies in my waistband, and I just look really lumpy. But it's
the heat from the warmies just creates like a sauna in your room.
Did you ever say anything about it? You
no,
just,
of course not.
You do it.
Of
you
course.
Just do it.
I just do it because I'm doing what makes me feel good.
Yeah, as you should.
That's what everyone should be doing. But this is, I got this goose in Salida on our little girls' trip a few years ago, and it just really spoke to me, and I really wanted it, so I brought it home. And it's fun to hold by the neck.
There's a... can we show the picture?
We can't show the picture.
Okay. Well, can I describe what
the
picture...
Yeah, you can describe
it. There's a picture of Addie with a sippy cup filled with alcohol.
A mixed drink. It wasn't just, like, straight up
No, it wasn't straight up, like, vodka or something. It was a mixed drink in a sippy cup. And Addie's holding the goose by its neck. And just has the sippy cup in her mouth. And she's like... She looks like a little toddler.
Well, and the reason
it's
we have
so cute.
Sippy cups is because we were at Katie's
parents'
like place in Salida, and glasses kept dropping and spilling things, and so we made the executive decision that everyone was going to have to drink using a sippy cup.
We put ourselves on timeout, in a sense.
In a sense, there was definitely some timeout where we forced everyone to buy a sippy cup to drink out of, and then we only were allowed to drink out of a sippy cup.
There's been times that we probably needed to do that again, and we haven't.
Many times.
I think about your birthday party last year.
Sippy cup was necessary.
Every person there should have had a sippy cup. The amount of stains I cleaned up that one night.
That one evening.
It was crazy.
Oh, and then it was the year before that when... Rowan, when the glass dropped, we had the video of the glass breaking.
Oh my god, it shattered. She was on her way to hand it to me and just dropped it.
Yeah.
The video of that moment.
The spilling, spilling history isn't great.
I think it's not great.
It's getting better.
And it's
strong.
Always linked to alcohol. Always.
Always.
Except when I spilled Katie's drink all over her at the Alamo.
Oh.
I didn't know that happened.
What was this?
Yeah. Well, it was when we went to see Dune 2, and I couldn't see anything, and I said, what is this? And I picked up her drink, and
oh,
like,
was it
turned it fully horizontal, I think so. And she was sitting right there.
She just like,
and like, a fourth of it poured out, and I was like...
But you know what? We're always spilling because we're always having fun. Too fun to worry about the rules of society.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the four of us if we were like on a space mission and we had to like do the countdown together? Like, what would that feel like?
We did the countdown together.
Oh, that could be fun.
In a skate room?
Next
we all skateboard together?
We all get on all skateboards.
I mean, I guess I can get my skateboard.
We can try.
Next time we go on the Millennium Falcon, we should count down.
Yes. I'm just excited to go on the Millennium Falcon again, not with randos.
Okay, I didn't like that. I want us to be the pilots.
I
want to
be the pilots.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get our turn. We'll get our chance.
We tried to hit Millennium Falcon at the end of our day because there was no one in line.
We just walked on.
I'm not bad on that
one. It's really fun. It's like a simulator where everyone has a job.
Okay.
And
it's very
the first time we did it, Allie and Alyssa were the pilots. So we said, next time we'll go, Jenny and Addie will be the pilots.
Yeah.
And then we went on, and because it was the end of the day and they were like trying to, I don't know, speed through people, they put us in with these two random girls and they got to be the pilots. And so we just had to do all
that. It was a real bummer.
It sucked. Like, it was still fun.
It was still fun.
But
like, we couldn't be ourselves because, listen, the first time we went on when it was just the four of us, when I tell you we were screaming.
Yeah, we were yelling.
We were yelling at each other. We were so in the moment, it was beautiful.
Aww. Well, then the second time, they were screaming.
Right, so we just kind of had to be like awkward in the back. It was a bummer, but it's okay. We'll get our chance. We're magic
Next
key
time.
Holders.
We're magic key holders.
Mm-hmm. Next time.
We were magic key holders together.
Mm. That is good.
That is big.
Gracie and Camden go to Disneyland.
Aww.
That's precious.
And eat their weight in food.
Exactly. As it's meant to be.
You haven't introduced yourself.
Okay, I'm Jenny, and this guy is Walter.
Walter?
I've had Walter for...
Wait, what did you say?
I've had Walter for about 3 years now.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload.
too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels, but my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real, game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Mommy gave him to me, and she gave him to me, I think, either, like, right before I moved out for the first time or right after. Mm-hmm. So, since he's always been my cuddle bud, mm-hmm. and, that's Walter.
Lovely. Good to meet you.
Well, this was
Walter,
such a...
Walter, what does he have to say?
What do you have to say to the pod? Oh my god, oh my god, don't let him say that.
Can you put a bleep?
I was going to add a bunch of bleeps.
You're going to have to cut that out. Walter will talk about the slurs later. Any of our visual watchers will see that this week we really... We're all in PJs.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I didn't tell them. Oh, yeah. Well, my set isn't really a set. Because the set that I wanted to wear, I think I lost part of in my move.
Oh.
Bummer. So this isn't really the set I want to be wearing, and it's not really a set. It's literally just gray sweatpants and a gray hoodie. But there are two of my coziest items that I wear both very frequently. Because mm-hmm. this is comfy.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
okay.
All I have to say.
A good sweat set is, like, necessary.
There's nothing like
There's
it.
There's nothing
you
like
need it.
Yeah.
I feel like Alex Cooper right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are so calling daddy.
We are.
Except not at all.
They kind of broke up.
Yeah.
And we're not going to do that.
No, we're not.
No. This is good company five ever.
Season five.
Tell all. Coming soon. Okay. So. Oh, those of you who listened to or watched last episode will remember that we did a fun topic of creating our own islands.
A fun topic
of creating our own islands, and we told you about who would be running our islands. This week, we are going to be going over the culture of our islands.
Yes, we are.
So the culture includes, let's bring her up, ladies.
Let's bring
her
up. Let's bring them out. Should we take turns announcing?
Sure.
Okay. First, the national dish.
Mm-hmm. Food. The national anthem.
To be clear.
The annual movie.
The national flower.
Three laws.
And the location of our islands.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ladies.
Let's give them a reminder of what each of our islands are called.
Ooh, oh no. Yeah. No. Well, I think we should start with location.
Okay.
So let's go around, remind them of your island's name, and tell us where it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Get us started,
Chihuahua Village.
I didn't even get to reveal it.
Bleep that. You just took that away from me.
My one opportunity.
Sorry, you guys did have a really big fight.
You always do this.
You can go to Huntington Beach tomorrow alone.
Yeah, good luck on your own tomorrow.
Good luck, Charlie.
Okay, I was talking about my island today, and we did make a couple, like, jokes that we thought could have been funny if I changed my answers to these answers, but okay. I'll get into that very quickly after. Okay, so, the name of my island, Chihuahua Village.
That's staying true and strong.
Yes, but we did think a funny name could be Fretville.
She's always fretting
about something.
I said, Chihuahua
Village.
That just... right off the top.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly.
Chihuahua Village.
A home to all.
Seriously. But it's called Chihuahua Village.
By the way,
it's home to all.
But at the end of the day, it's still called.
But it's Chihuahua Village. It's gonna be like dab right in the middle
the center of the Pacific Ocean.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. And what led you to this choice?
It just felt right to me. I've always loved the Pacific Ocean. I just truly believe it'd be like a secluded, you know, place.
And that's what you want.
And it'll be like...
Do you have an airport or do people have to come in by boat?
Really, really small airport.
Mm-hmm.
limited, exclusive airport. Like the how exclusive it is in the Animal Crossing airports.
Oh. Played that. Can I play Animal Crossing on one of your guys' Switches?
You can play it on mine.
Yeah, I don't own it.
You could really, if you could do wonders to my island. You could do whatever you want to my island.
Wait,
seriously.
What if we made our respective islands on Animal Crossing?
Oh my god, we could.
That'd be cute.
Or Minecraft.
Minecraft!
Ew. Minecraft would be
too excited about that. That was gross.
we'll cook something up. Okay, wonderful. Ocean, right spot in the middle.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect. Okay. My island is called Hotville. Mm-hmm. Hotville.
And where's it at?
And she's going to be located just a few miles west of San Francisco.
Right.
It's not going to be reflecting the weather of San Francisco. It will be pretty much tropical all the time and sunny. But it just is next to one of my favorite cities. So it's gonna be there. And it's going to be boat transportation to the island. I just think a little boat ride is pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I used to be scared of it, but we overcame that fear. So we're going to take a cute little boat to Hotville. I'll see you there.
That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Popelandia is off the coast of the Netherlands. It's just because I really like the look of like a small European village.
For sure.
I think they're very sweet. And I think travel would be through both boat and one of those like Euro tunnels. I love the idea of there being an underwater train into Popelandia. Because once again, who is our head of transportation? Walt Disney. Who loved trains? Walt Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep.
Okay, a little taste of Jenny is located in Europe, right next to Greece. Because I want it to be the exact temperament of Greece.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to Greece?
No, but it's number one on my list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't wait for a Euro summer. Our Euro summer will be huge. Cannot come soon enough.
Guys, just so you guys know, podcast money is going toward Euro summer.
I love how literally anything we think of to spend money on these days, we say podcast money.
Podcast money.
Yes.
So that's going towards the pod.
So that's going towards the pod.
Yeah.
No, Euro summer is going to be huge when we
save up
for
it.
Yeah, we're going to be right next to Greece. And also, I just want to be in Europe because Europe is so easy to get around.
Uh-huh.
And even though A Little Taste of Jenny is going to be exclusive,
yeah,
I want to be able to get to all the places in Europe.
Are you trying to still move around?
Yeah.
That's what I also like about being close to Europe is that
yes.
you can
it's
take
so
the
easy
Euro
to get
tunnel
around.
Anywhere and then get out of there and travel around by train. It's not too expensive.
It's easier to get around all of Europe than it is to get around just the United States.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Alrighty. What should we do first? Maybe dish?
I think Ooh. National dish.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Miss Liz, what is the national dish
of Chihuahua?
Of Chihuahua Village.
So.
Oh god, I'm scared.
Oh no.
This is what I originally wrote down, but can I say the answer that I think is more true?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think it'd be like curry, like some type of curry,
okay.
but with rice.
Okay.
I've always loved curry, like
For
vegetable
sure.
curry with
yeah.
some rice. I think it's so yummy, and I think everyone can add their own take to curry, too, like when they make it,
For
like
sure.
adding in, depending on the spices they choose and like what type of curry they're making.
Mm-hmm.
There's just lots of different types of curry you can make, so I think it'd be curry
mm-hmm.
with.
Love it.
As a main or a side, whatever it be, but yeah.
Nice.
Love it.
But I think a funny answer that I thought I could have done was the never-ending pasta at Olive Garden.
So there's an Olive Garden on Chihuahua Village.
Yeah.
I think there'd be like one, but
at
like
least, yeah.
just, but I think only one. So it like makes
right.
it like a super like big deal that
right.
like
we're going to Olive Garden this evening
far and wide.
To go to this Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
yeah. Anyways, love it.
I really appreciate that.
Thanks.
That's gorgeous.
Lily, what dish?
What dish? Mine is going to be avocado toast on brioche.
Oh.
And we're going to have some shredded spinach on top.
Oh.
And we're going to have some lemon juice on top as well.
Okay.
We're going to have salt, pepper, garlic powder. That's it. And then that'll be it. I love an avocado toast. It's so yummy, especially when the avocado is properly ripe. I've been too impatient recently, and I'm eating unripe avocado.
Yeah, me too. Well, I just bought mine too unripe. Because I don't know why in my mind I was thinking, I'm not going to eat these for a while.
Yeah.
Now I'm ready for them.
I feel like the fruit stays really good here, though.
Because it does, so far, for longer, like, for sure.
Like, did I talk on the podcast about myself feeling peach?
No.
Okay.
Oh, did you?
Maybe. We can bring it back up, because it was insane.
What's up?
I bought two peaches from the store. I waited a few days, and I forgot about them, and then I went, oh my gosh, I have peaches. So I go into the fridge, and one of the peaches I had bought had a slice down it, and I didn't realize, and I was like, oh, it's going to get icky. I'm not going to want to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'll eat the other peach first, and then I'll come back to that peach. 2 days later, I go and look at that peach.
Perfectly healthy.
The slice had literally sewn itself back up. Like, you could see where the slice used to be.
Oh.
But the peach closed itself back up and self-healed the way that skin does.
Whoa.
And so, of course, I devoured the peach, but... but I was like,
of course.
Okay, James.
And the giant peach.
And so the peaches here protect themselves.
Oh, they're yummy.
So I
all the fruit is so yummy, and it definitely lasts longer.
It lasts longer.
Yeah.
And yeah, avocados. I noticed that about my avocados.
They stay ripe way too long.
But yeah, it's kind of like too long, where we're used to Colorado avocados, where you're like,
where you gotta eat them in a day.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that would be my
great
dish.
Great problem to have.
That's a great dish.
I'm excited.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, the national dish of Popelandia is a chile relleno smothered in green chili, specifically from Rio Grande. And I do expect that this is going to be the only chile relleno dish anywhere near this area of Europe. And that's why it's going to be so popular, because the Europeans are going to be like, oh my gosh, this food has existed our whole lives, and because we just eat rice and beans, we didn't know, or not rice and beans, sorry, beans on toast. Because we just eat beans on toast, we had no idea that chile rellenos exist. And so, I want the chile relleno part to be from Rio Grande, but I want the rice and beans on the side to be from Three Margaritas.
Mm.
But I want the margarita to be from the Rio Grande. Specifically the manberry margarita with a sugar rim frozen. Oh. This is what my chile relleno is being served with. Manberry being mango strawberry. Yes, so that's the national dish of Popelandia.
Great dish.
Just my favorite meal.
Yeah.
Love it. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. Did you ever try the chile relleno?
You let me try it.
Oh, it's so good.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then plus the...
Really? I'm sure you'll find it.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah.
When I tried to get one in San Diego a few years ago, it was not the Colorado chile relleno I was looking for. So,
it did disappoint.
I don't know what to do.
Does the Zarape not have one?
No. Zarape's menu
of a bigger
is
dish,
pretty small.
Too.
Yeah.
Like, it's really
limited.
Just like basics.
Yeah.
Which I also really haven't gone to, like, anytime I've gotten Mexican food so far here, it's been from Zarape, or it's been when I went to the...
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time.
Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
When I went to Two Madre with my parents on Hillhurst, because otherwise, I haven't really...
Yeah,
I haven't
we do gone, need to make an effort to
I need to go to,
like,
a... Like... traditional Mexican place. Yeah. Somewhere that, like,
we need to go to, like, a hole in the wall.
A gentrified. Yeah.
Have you guys done, like, a street taco thing here yet?
Not yet.
Like, on the side. Oh, I drank so many. And I'm like, need I need to.
I know. I'm not here yet, no.
I know. We need to branch out. Because El Zarape is just so easy. And
it's
we
just
know
like,
it's yummy.
So good. Yeah.
But we really need to branch out because there's literally so much
food. There's so much food around here.
Us. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my dish.
Beautiful. Okay, so my dish is gonna be a chicken fettuccine alfredo with parmesan grated on top as my, one of those tell me when, but it's not the kind of tell me when you feel guilty about, like you're really gonna let it go for as long as you really want it. And then on the side is gonna be a nice Caesar salad with a iced vanilla coffee. And then when you finish that meal, you have a Bloody Mary with the most perfect of olives.
Wow. Mm. And is your Caesar salad, does it have anchovy in the dressing, like a classic Caesar salad? Or is it an anchovy-free Caesar?
No, there's anchovy.
Okay. Yeah. And is it a strong anchovy taste? Or is it just a little bit?
It's perfectly balanced.
I'm finding a sneeze for like 30 seconds.
There's some really good.
I know, sorry. There's some really good croutons in this.
Yes.
As well.
Oh, croutons. There's just nothing.
Yeah, like a good
and
not too crispy crouton.
Maybe with these croutons as well. Like if you were to put them in the fridge, they wouldn't get gross. Like, if you were to save the leftovers of your national meal...
They wouldn't get soggy.
They wouldn't get soggy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a perfectly made version of all of these things.
Yeah. I like that. All right. Do we want to go back this way for the next one?
What do we want to do next?
National anthem?
Sure. Okay. I gotta get some.
I start singing it.
The entire song.
Please sit here and listen.
Do you know if I stand, if the camera will see me, or will it get cut off?
I think it'll get cut off. Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Don't you break out in the song?
Or something?
No.
We each sing the full songs to announce them. Okay. The national anthem of A Little Taste of Jenny is the Glee version of River Deep Mountain High. I could listen to that song all day. I could watch them perform that song all day. I think there was magic in the room that day on set. I hope everyone there knew it. History was made when they got in that booth.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be the song that children are listening to every morning before they start school.
I love that.
Do they get to? Is it like a musical number? Like in the show? Do they get to watch it as well?
Oh, maybe that's a great idea. Yeah. I'm gonna play every morning.
They have to watch before
sports games. It plays on the Jumbotron.
But it's like the national anthem where different people learn how to do it. But it has to be the full choreography. Yeah. They gotta get the walk just right. You know?
Before a sports game, the lights go down.
Yeah. You see people in the crowd kind of. And it's just
a wave of people
just doing that.
It's A Little Taste of Jenny. You know there's gonna be sports games.
We have our island Olympics, so like we just travel to each other's island to do sports.
And then whoever gets the gold, their national anthem plays.
That's good.
I love this.
That's happening.
Okay. So when the national anthem for Popelandia plays,
what will play?
Hand on your heart. I met Sally at a
bar.
Yeah. One of the best songs ever.
It's going to be Sally when the wine runs out because, number one, I want my people to get up and dance.
Yeah.
It's a groove. I want my people to really throw it back and have fun every time they hear the national anthem.
Yeah.
And I think that song is the most fun song. And I unfortunately left Tucker out of my top three music in our second episode, and I've been really simmering on that ever since. Like, I just can't stop thinking about what a failure I am because I forgot to add Role Model to my top three. But I don't know who I would have taken out. So it's a tough situation all around.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that making Sally
the national anthem
of Popelandia mm-hmm. could be a great incentive for Tucker to tour here.
Right.
Yes.
Because when he comes to perform it live at a sports game, those arenas will be filled.
Yeah.
Before the Denver Nuggets play the Popelandia geese. The Popelandia geese.
Yeah.
That's geese. Our basketball name.
That's your NBA team. The geese.
The geese.
Yeah.
I heard the Nuggets are playing the geese.
So I can't wait to go to the geese game tonight.
The geese game.
Yo, the geese are playing.
The geese are out, y'all.
We're trying to distract the other team during defense. We're like, honk, honk. Honk, honk.
Oh, yeah.
Waving our geese in the
honk,
air.
Honk. What's the mascot's name? The geese.
The main geese.
The goose. Come back to me on that.
All right.
Part three.
Season five.
Yeah, at all.
Lily?
My song I heard for the first time a few weeks ago, but it's called Blue Coop by Twin Peaks. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I heard it at a coffee shop that I went to, and it was just me and the barista, and I was waiting for my little order. And he started whistling the tune, and I was like, you're right, this is a good song. So I pulled out Shazam. I Shazammed it, as one does. And that would be it. It's a very bright, very fun song.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a vibe. If you've not heard it, highly recommend. It's similar to, Wallows. If you like Wallows.
Yeah.
It could be adjacent to that.
Nice.
Yeah. That's my bright little tune.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Alyssa?
My anthem is Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride.
That's really good.
Really good. That is such a good song.
It's so good. The other day I was listening to it and I was in just a horrible mood and I was just angry and not feeling good. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to listen to this song because it just lifts my spirits.
Yeah.
And it's such a good song. Like the melody is so fun.
It's a great song.
And I love it.
It would bring people together.
It's a breath of fresh air. Like, and I agree. Like,
it's good.
but yeah, that would be my anthem.
I love that.
Wonderful. All right.
Let's swing back this way
mm-hmm.
and let's hit those
this way.
National flowers. That
should flowers. Be let's do flowers. Yeah, that'll be a nice quick one. You wanted me to start or Alyssa to start?
Alyssa.
Okay. My national flower would be hydrangeas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wonder why. So that would be because in the summer I is that your reasoning?
No.
Okay.
Because
I've always liked hydrangeas and how they look and like, however, like watching them in the summer turned pretty did remind me how much I do actually like them.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel like hydrangeas would fit Chihuahua Village.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing that sucks about, I love hydrangeas, but the thing that sucks about them is that the petals do fall off really easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which just is, it just sucks because then you're like cleaning up after your flowers.
Yeah.
Right.
But they're so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
They remind me of growing up, I had this bush in the, I guess they were kind of like trees, but they resembled bushes in my backyard that all had these big flowering globes. Like they were these white flower balls on this tree.
Mm.
They were just so pretty, but and they would all, whenever they would all fall off, you'd have to like clean up all these little flower petals, and they remind me of hydrangeas.
Yeah.
Cute.
That's like fun. Little snowballs.
Cute.
Love it. Well, mine is gonna have to be a lily flower.
Oh yes. Right.
I do think that's I do the way love your those
town, like recognizes you.
Yeah, that's the little way. Yeah. I also I do like lily flowers. I think they're very pretty.
But it's gotta be.
But it's gotta be a little lily flower. I'm sorry. It's gonna be my island.
I'm sorry.
Like, yeah. So lily flowers. There's I like how there's like yellow ones, there's pink ones, there's different colors of them. They're kinda cute, they range. They do like die kinda quickly, but I feel like that just makes you like enjoy it even more.
Exactly.
Because you're like, you know, sure. like it'll go away soon. So
yeah.
You love
for
a
sure.
lily. Yeah. Yeah.
The national flower of Popelandia is, of course, a tulip, because
tulips.
Because I love them. I think that tulips are so pretty. I like all the different color combos, and also tulips grow really well, I think, in that part of Europe, if I am to believe Spider-Man Far From Home.
If sources are right. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. The national flower of A Little Taste of Jenny is a daisy.
Mm.
Just because I like them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they really naturally occur in Greece, but we'll have gardeners.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Aren't like palm trees not native to California? Like, weren't they brought here or something?
I think you might be right about mm-hmm. that. Have to do more research on that.
Don't
yeah.
fact check.
But we're gonna take daisies to Greece area, Greece
mm-hmm.
adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
Love.
Nice.
Okay, movie. National nice? Movie that is played annually that is mandatory. Watching.
Mandatory watch.
It plays in every theater.
In mm-hmm. every theater, and at least at A Little Taste of Jenny. It's a free event. There's
yes.
snacks.
Of course. Mm-hmm. It's celebrated.
Food.
Mm-hmm.
It's celebratory.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Am I starting?
Yeah.
Okay. My national movie is Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also in this universe, Mamma Mia didn't take place in Greece. It took place in A Little Taste of Jenny.
Yeah,
yes,
that's good. That's
yes,
good.
Yes. So Mamma Mia is just a perfect movie. It brings joy to everyone who watches it. You can't watch it and not feel joy. And I think every day about the pictures from that the cast's after party of that movie
mm-hmm.
and the way that they all just kind of partied in Greece together for like 3 months.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
What a special time that had
oh,
to be. What a room
that
would have been in.
Yeah.
Been to be in.
Yeah.
Like, wow. So that's all.
Mm, I've not seen
Lovely.
That movie.
You haven't seen Mamma Mia?
Dude, no. I
what?
Need to...
You
what?
Haven't either?
I've only seen the second one.
Do you all want to watch...
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I'm walking out of the
We
pod.
Walk.
I work a double tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
But we will get to watching.
We will. We will. We need to make, like, we do need to make, like, a list of, like, things we are going to watch together.
Yeah.
And that'll be number one.
Yes.
That'll be
yes. on there.
And we'll need to watch both of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're
Is the second one good? I've heard, like, mixed reviews.
I love the second one.
Oh, I love
yeah.
the second one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love the second one so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the national movie for Popelandia, shown on the same day every year. It's going to be shown on the first day of summer every year, and it's going to be Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I think it's a perfect movie for everyone to welcome in the summer, especially the school kids, because then they have this idea of, like, I want to skip school. But they don't have to skip school anymore because it's summer.
For sure.
And I love that movie.
Love it.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
My movie will be Romeo and Juliet.
For sure.
Yeah. Duh.
A heavy hitter.
Come on.
Yeah,
duh. Of course. So it's going to be showing on the last Friday of March because it's a great spring movie. And if you've not seen it, you should. We got James McAvoy, we got Emily Blunt, we have other people who voice other characters. Mm-hmm. And I think it's
loves that movie.
Oh, Vito?
Yeah.
Good. We have Elton John playing all throughout. It's a good time. It's a real good time. So Romeo and Juliet will be playing.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
What's going on over there?
My movie will be Madagascar.
Oh,
yeah, Will. That's a really good answer.
Really?
I almost went for that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Such a good answer.
Yeah, I've always loved that movie. There's certain parts that will make me laugh every time I watch that movie. I don't know. It's just a fun movie.
Yeah.
And it's like funny. I feel like it gets funnier the older you get. Like, yeah. It's like funnier. Alex. Marty. It's just that whole sequence is so funny too. Like, I just love that movie.
The penguins.
Yeah.
The penguins.
And I feel like what
the penguin
side quest always. But I think since the name of my island is Chihuahua Village, mm-hmm. it promotes animal-friendly vibe, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So I feel like a movie about animals just suits the tone of the island.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's very animal-friendly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great. On to our laws.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
3 laws each. How long have we been going?
Well, I can't see, but I believe it's at about 50 minutes. Okay. But I don't think we need to be strict on if this one goes over an hour.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
No, I think it's fine.
Okay, should we just fire through the 3 laws, though?
I think we should.
Yeah.
We can give a little explanation.
Yeah.
Okay. Alyssa?
Mine I'm able to power through pretty quickly.
All right.
Okay.
Let's hear them.
3 laws. Be kind.
Oh.
Nice.
Be safe.
Okay.
Why is this a kindergarten class?
This is a roller
coaster. And have fun. Yeah. Those are my laws.
Wow. I was not expecting that.
Be safe and have fun.
Yeah.
You see, I'm like the roller coaster in the gardens.
I go keep your hands and arms and legs
like inside.
Keep your hands inside the vehicle
at all times. Yeah.
Really felt like I was in a kindergarten class.
Be kind, be safe, and have fun.
And have fun.
And God forbid.
Yep.
Right?
I love it.
That's beautiful.
Lily?
I love mine. No overhead lights. Nope.
Okay.
We're getting rid of those. Sure. It's going to be lamps and fun lights only.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a Monday cooking class. No one needs to work on Monday. Everyone just gets to be at a cooking class because cooking's fun. And
what if they don't enjoy cooking?
Well, then that's okay. That's okay. Maybe they can...
But it's a law.
Little is a law. You gotta... Sorry, yeah, you have to try it out.
Sucks to suck.
So you get arrested if you're like, I can't cook.
Yeah, because... Yeah.
But anyone can cook.
Anyone can cook. But that doesn't mean anyone should. And then everyone is provided 2 comfort water bottles of their choosing because while the first one is washing, then you're able to use your second one.
Perfect.
But you have like a primary one you always use.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so the 3 laws of Popelandia. Nationwide siestas starting at 3 p.m. Everyone gets to take a nap. Everything shuts down for a nap at 3 p.m.
Yeah.
No reptile pets allowed. I just don't like it when people have reptiles as pets. I don't think that's cute or cuddly or should be a pet.
Keep reptiles off completely. We don't need them.
We don't want the reptiles on
me.
Popelandia.
Yeah, I don't need any.
And this is probably like the most important one.
Okay.
So all Popelandians get a free annual pass to Disneyland Poplandia, complimentary with when, what's that called? When you live somewhere?
Residency.
Residency, thank you. Complimentary with your residency is an annual pass to Disneyland Poplandia, where we have the grandest castle and the best rides.
Nice.
Wonderful. You're really staring down the camera. All right. Okay. The three laws that I have come up with for A Little Taste of Jenny are, okay, we're going to be having only women's sports.
Mm-hmm.
Men are not welcome to play sports.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A Little Taste of Jenny. If they want to, that's fine. They can just go somewhere else. But mm-hmm. in terms of teams, national teams, it's going to be all women's sports.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm making a regime change from a part of my presidential cabinet, as I announced last week, because the cast of Super Y, you know, they're going to be busy over there.
Yeah.
They got a lot to learn over there.
No, I want them to give me their full selves. And also, once I thought about the prompt for more than, like, an hour,
mm-hmm.
I decided that instead the head of education is Miss Rachel.
Mm. Oh.
She, if you're unfamiliar, she is, like, currently a kid's it girl.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, started on YouTube, but she's, like, the most kick-ass woman in the world.
She's incredible.
She's so cool. And all of her, everything she does is, like, very much rooted in psychology and childhood development, and she's just the coolest and the realest. So I'm going to need her to take over education, and then in addition, there will be a law that requires you to go through a Miss Rachel training and get her or her people's approval before you become a parent.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Because, let me be clear, I've worked and known a lot of kids, a lot of families. This is about no one. This is about no one. I'm not talking about anyone. Mm-hmm. I've known lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
But in all of my experience, not everyone should have kids. So we're going to tighten up that system a little bit to make sure that kids are getting, are having good lives and born mm-hmm. into good situations.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my third law runs close to one of yours, Addie's, which is that Disney has to build a park in A Little Taste of Jenny, and I get to pick all of the rides and attractions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Those are all my laws.
So that's a little taste of all of our of all of our islands.
So that's a little taste of a little taste.
Yeah, so whenever going forward we refer to any of our islands, you'll now know exactly what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Go back to these and cite these anytime you get confused when we talk about our islands.
For sure.
That's all our islands and basically everything you need to know about them.
I'd say so for now. Yeah. Maybe if inspiration strikes down the road, you'll hear more about the islands. But for right now, I think we've said what we need to say.
I think we've said everything that could be said.
The lay of the land.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, a fourth law. No melon sunny angels allowed on Poplandia.
There's like signs like with like a
wanted criminals.
I'm so annoyed I got that one.
Where are they? How much was it?
I'm not disclosing that information.
Okay, should we do recommendations?
Let's do some recommendations.
Recommendations.
And send our guests off, put their shoes back on.
Yeah,
for sure.
We should get
these guys' hide on the wall.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Okay. Is anyone ready to start recommendations? Because I'm not.
I recommend just taking some time to read a book.
Love it.
I've finished like 10 books this year somehow, and that's like way ahead of schedule for me. I don't usually read as much as I do this year, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down, get a comfy chair, a good reading setup, and just read. It doesn't have to be a good book. I don't care. It can be a really bad book.
Okay.
Yeah.
But at least you're feeding your brain a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Go for it. Take like an hour or so when you can and just have self-care time. Whatever that means to you though. Whether that's like being active or just taking a nap or doing whatever that means to you and whatever you feel that self-care is. I think it's important to just chill out and not have to think about work or be stressed about stuff for a minute. So, yeah, that's fun. Mm-hmm.
So my recommendation is, her name is, on TikTok is Abby DeCenso or DeCenso, I think. Her mother, Tina. They're reacting right now to season 3 of The Summer I Turned Pretty. And everything that woman has ever said about that show and Conrad Fisher, she just understands so, like, she just gets it. And voices everything I've ever thought about that show and about Conrad. Like, she just gets it. So I love that woman so much. And she's so funny. And the whole series is just, I love watching it. Like, sometimes when I'm getting ready, I'll just watch her react to the show. And it's just, they're hilarious. And I really recommend watching them react to it. Like, even if you've never seen the show, like, they're, it's really funny. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my recommendation.
Beautiful. I love it. I suppose my recommendation is always to read the package, read the instructions. I bought some fully cooked bacon, and then I tried to cook it.
Oh.
And then it was really burnt.
Yeah.
And I've still been eating it, but it's a real bummer.
Yeah, it's not what you wanted.
No. So read the box, read the instructions. Don't think you know it all. I was feeling a little too know-it-all-y.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that.
It's always small font on it, too.
Fully cooked bacon.
Fully cooked bacon, my ass.
Okay.
This was nice. Thank you so much for listening to episode 5.
Our two-part extravaganza.
Yes.
Extravaganza. Not sure what's next, but we'll have something cooked up for you next week.
Yep.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night. Bye. Sweet dreams.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.